Texting has become a common way of communicating in the 21st century. A Pew study from last year found the volume of texting among teens rose from 50 texts a day in 2009 to 60 texts for the median teen text user last year. If you're unfamiliar with texts, it can look like another language. Emoticons, dropped vowels, acronyms. Texters abbreviate, punctuate, and accentuate in ways unique to the cell phone age. But is texting killing our language? Some think so, but not our next guest. Linguist John McWhorter teaches and writes books about language and writing. He's currently a fellow at Columbia University. His recent TED Talk is called Texting, he dropped the E, is Killing Language. John McWhorter, thanks so much for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So you say we should not think of texting as writing. Why not? Texts are words. They're written.
Yeah, that's very true in terms of the mechanics of it, but in terms of how colloquial texting is and how it's only meant to be read once and how it's supposed to be part of exchanges that are taking place in real time, it's doing what spoken language does. It's a very immediate kind of language, and that's why it doesn't have capitals, it doesn't have punctuation, and why it's so vernacular and even baggy. So I like to think of it as what I call fingered speech, because it really isn't what it seems like. It's writing in a very technical way, but really it's a new way of talking.
To some, it looks simplified. It looks like a fractured version of language, but you have referred to it as emergent complexity. Why do you find complexity to texts?
Well, it definitely is a fractured version of language if we think of language as written prose. But then again, we don't think of speech as fractured written prose, because we know that speech and writing are just two different kinds of language. And there is emergent complexity in this texting, just like there is in casual speech. And it's easy to miss it because meanings slip away from the symbols that we use. And so LOL, anybody who reads a newspaper article about LOL will hear that LOL means laughing out loud. But if you actually look at texts that people write, and actually I'm not a fellow at Columbia, I'm a professor at Columbia.
Excuse me.
I've had students in my classes where I actually got a sense of this. The LOL isn't used to indicate that anyone's laughing anymore the way it was about 10 years ago. It really just indicates a kind of an empathy. It's a way of keeping everybody on the same level. It's very subconscious and very subtle. In other words, it's language. This is something that has a grammar and it has nuance. It's just that it doesn't look like it because we're not used to looking at this kind of source as anything that could have any kind of emergent complexity or emergent anything except for mess. But there's more to it than that.
Yeah, and you point out some kind of funny examples, maybe something like, hey, my car broke down, LOL. Well, they're not really laughing out loud about that. It's just sort of an emphasizer.
Yeah, and you can look at text and it's LOL every 10 seconds. It couldn't possibly mean hilarity. And it did years ago when it wasn't used as much. But now it's just spread out and become this generalized marker of warmth. It's a lot like yo, as a lot of black people and now other people are using it under about 40. It's a lot like all sorts of little ways that we warm up our speech. Texting used to be very cold looking. Now it's warming up like speech because basically it is speech.
And another example of it perhaps being more complex than we would think is people write out slash, S-L-A-S-H. Well, they could just use a slash key. How is that particular way of using it changing in text the way we think about it?
Yeah, slash is a funny thing. It's something one of my students noticed, and I've noticed that other people are writing about it at the same time. The written out version of slash isn't that substitute for and that we're all used to. It's a way of gracefully changing the topic. You might want to write a text about two things. Well, instead of just running the two things together, which looks kind of odd when you can't symbolize that you're changing topics with the tone of your voice or looking off into the distance, you write out slash, and that means and on to the next thing. And no one has thought of this consciously. It's something that you end up observing from the outside, but still, it's a new kind of grammar, which to us just looks like a messy and random use of language, when actually what we're seeing is something that's becoming more structured by the year.
Linguist John McWhorter is a professor at Columbia University. His recent TED Talk titled, Texting is Killing Language, although he thinks just the opposite. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.